that makes them distinctively Jewish when they attend public schools, and almost all of them describe their fear of showing their Jewishness openly, a fear of being bullied or physically attacked, which happened several times. 40% of American Jews have changed their behavior over the past year, according to a new survey about anti-Semitism. And we all know the best way to prevent hatred starts with education. And so I, as a representative of over 130 Jewish families, many of whom send their children to public schools in your district, I implore you to condemn anti-Semitism with the clearest of terms and to pass this resolution. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for doing the right thing.
Thank you.
Micah Danzig?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much for having me at your board meeting. I want to thank the Sweetwater Union Board for taking up this important resolution. My name is Micha Danzig. I am the local president, advisory board president for Stand With Us, which is an educational organization that believes very strongly that education about facts and history is the best way to fight all forms of hatred and anti-Semitism in particular. As we just heard the rabbi say, that statistically speaking, there's no doubt anti-Semitism is on the rise in America. But even more importantly, as a educational board in California, it's important to understand how much is on the rise here in California. We've experienced over the last 5 years, again, according to FBI data, a 40% increase in anti-Semitic hate crimes in this state. I'm also a parent. I have three children that have gone to public school in San Diego County, and all of my kids have experienced anti-Semitism. I also happen to be an Israeli American, and all of my children have been told by in different situations that maybe they should be less Israeli. Maybe they should be less openly Jewish or less openly Israeli because that they're just asking for trouble. Imagine the reaction if somebody told somebody to be less Chinese because they were upset with the Chinese government, or that they should hide their Chinese identity because some people don't like the Chinese. But that's what my children experience in this county, and it's something that no child should have to experience. As the rabbi said just now before, we need to condemn anti-Semitism in all its forms. And I know that the resolution before you today does that, and I urge you to do so for all of the people. We've heard some real pain here. We heard Anna Maya speak about her personal pain as a student in your high school, in your district, with the experiences she's had every year as a Jewish student in your school. We heard the pain in Ms. Epstein's voice about the anti-Semitism that she's experienced, both directly and indirectly, as a teacher in your school. It's time. We have a 40% increase in hate crimes in this state. According to the FBI data, a Jew is three times more likely to be the victim of a hate crime in the United States of America today than a member of any other minority group in this country. That bears repeating. A Jew in America is three times more likely to be the victim of a hate crime than any other minority in this country. It's important for board of education, like the Sweetwater Union Board, to take a stand against that. We see the hate. We know what to do about it. We must condemn it loudly. We must condemn it strongly. And we must condemn it at its core with our educational districts, and then from the district level down to the high schools, down to every school in your district, one voice loudly, proudly saying, we stand against this form of hatred. And I urge you to pass this resolution. I thank you very much for the time you've given me.
Thank you.
Nicole Burstein.
Hi, good evening to the board. I represent the Jewish families who have come together to sign a letter. We did send the letter to all of the board members, but I would like to just read some parts of it. You've heard a lot tonight already from some of the people, and I think what's most interesting is how often these stories are sort of repeating themselves over and over. And it wasn't until the parents and the Jewish community really started to organize ourselves together and talk to each other that we realized that this was happening to all of our friends at the same time that it was happening to us. So we have a letter here signed on by more than 135 district families. We, the undersigned Jewish students, parents, alumni, teachers, neighbors, and allies of Sweetwater Union High School District, are asking you, our district school board trustees, to vote yes on Resolution 4761 in the matter of addressing anti-Semitism and affirming the value of Jewish students, faculty, staff, and families today, Monday, December 13th, 2021. As you've heard, examples of anti-Semitism manifest in many forms. There's hate against our religion, our race, our culture, our nationality, our language, our heritage, our physical appearance, our food, our holidays, our customs, our association with Israel, whether real or perceived, our political affiliations, whether real or perceived, and far-off geopolitical issues over which we obviously do not have any control over. Many of the occurrences we experience go unreported due to our learned fear of retribution. History has shown what happens when there are no consequences to anti-Semitism and it is allowed to spread like a cancer. As you've heard, many of the Jewish families here choose to choice into and thus commute to Bonita Vista High School because there's an established Jewish community there, and therefore we have a perceived sense of safety in numbers. Others stay at their neighborhood school but feel a lack of belonging and the need to hide their Judaism, and many others have chosen to leave the district altogether and attend private school, driving an hour each way to Jewish day schools where they feel safe and accepted. Board members, I want to thank you on behalf of all of the parents for taking this resolution into consideration. I want to thank you for hearing us and for seeing us. And I want to urge you to vote yes on this resolution, pass this resolution as a first step so that we can begin to heal, educate, and come together as a community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tamar Caspi.
Hi, my name is Tamar Caspi, and I'm also going to read a letter that was sent to all the board members. I want to make sure it's on record. To the board members, the superintendent of Sweetwater Union High School District, the Jewish leadership of San Diego County strongly supports the anti-Semitism resolution, and we applaud the students, including Anamaya, for their efforts in writing such a powerful resolution. This resolution will go a long way in creating a safe atmosphere for Jewish students, faculty, and staff, and the Sweetwater Union community, both in class and on campus. We recognize what we teach our youth about their ancestral legacies and cultures is essential in the fight for racial and ethnic justice and equity. And it is with that belief that these efforts will hopefully extend beyond the boundaries of the schools. I'm going to skip past some of the statistics that you've already heard read. Jewish students and staff deserve to feel safe, and we appreciate the resolution, including training and resources for administration, teachers, and student leaders to prevent and address anti-Semitism. We appreciate the commitment you have made to work with organizations and leadership dedicated to addressing anti-Semitism. Finally, we extend kavod, honor, and respect, that means honor and respect in Hebrew, to student activist Anamaya, Superintendent Dr. Moises Aguirre, and Chief of Equity, Educational Equity and Support Services Dr. Vernon Moore, for their brave leadership. Thank you for taking the appropriate steps to ensure your Jewish students, as well as your Jewish staff, knows that the school board will stand up for them. And we urge the board to vote yes to adopt the resolution. This letter was co-signed by more than 60 organizations, about 100 people. These are all the Jewish leaders, every single one in San Diego, every synagogue, every organization, every Jewish leader. And actually, people are now coming to us to ask to sign on to this. This is the same resolution that was passed in San Diego Unified and San Diego Union. So thank you for your support, and we urge you to please vote yes.
Thank you.
Evie Wilpon.
Hi, my name is Evie Wilpon. Thank you to the board. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you to the board and to superintendent. I am reading a letter that was submitted by Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center. He would have loved to have been here, but has just gotten back from his time in Dubai, but did take his time to send this letter. That is how important he felt it was to be a part of this and to ensure that we pass this resolution. My name is Rabbi Abraham Cooper, and I write to you on behalf of 400,000 constituents of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, a Southern California-based international Jewish human rights NGO dedicated to imparting the lessons of the Nazi Holocaust, combating anti-Semitism, and promoting tolerance and human dignity here in California, across the nation, and around the world. Many educators and students from San Diego County visit our renowned Museum of Tolerance. Even with all this education taking place, it is a sad reality that anti-Semitism today continues to have a tremendous and disturbing impact on Jewish Americans, especially our younger generation. From the barrage of the 24/7 demonization on social media, to physical and cyberbullying, to Nazi graffiti, which occurred recently in your school district as well, to the targeting and desecration of synagogues, the violence and mayhem, and even murder targeting Jews at prayer or eating at a restaurant. There are many facets to today's anti-Semitism, from both the extreme far right to the extreme far left. And as recent as the Hamas war with Israel in May 2021 proved, some people who claim to be anti-Israel rather than anti-Semitic on both sides of the Atlantic, from Germany to London, New York, and Los Angeles, threaten to rape Jewish women and girls, and in some cases have continued to threaten, intimidate, and attack Jews. This reality means that Jewish institutions in California, across the United States, and around the world spend millions on security to protect our families. The irrational hatred of Jews, Israelis, and anyone who identifies as a Zionist must end. To be clear, Israel, like any other democracy, is not above criticism, but we are talking about the demonization of a people and its values. We need your help in educating California's children about this pernicious hate, just as we work together with you to end the targeting of all other minorities. I am writing today to urge you to adopt unanimously this resolution that denounces anti-Semitism and reaffirms the value of Jewish students and faculty. Thank you for taking the first step in addressing the anti-Semitism impacting your students. Sincerely, Rabbi Abraham Cooper. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your effort in raising this resolution, and we urge you to pass it unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. We've reached our 20-minute limit. If the two other people on the call could submit their comments to the to our clerk, and we'll put them in the record. Thank you. I'll throw it back to you, Dr. Aguirre.